First Peter chapter 1. I want to share for a few moments on standing on the enduring word and power of God. Standing on the enduring power of God's precious word. Amen. We are entering into the last days. We're so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to need something to stand on. And we have His word this morning in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen this morning?
Amen.
It says in verse 23, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. I want to say that again, the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. But the word of the Lord remains forever. Hallelujah. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that you have deposited in us your Holy Spirit, but also your precious word. And we thank you today that we have a sure foundation in Christ and in your precious word. We have something to stand on. We have something to believe in. We have something to go to look to put our faith in. And that is your precious word. And I pray this morning that you would continue to give us a fuller, deeper revelation every time we pick up this precious book and we begin to read it and we begin to study it and we begin to dig into it, Lord, that you would continue to reveal yourself to us. Lord, I just want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. These are turbulent times that we live in. Things are changing fast. How many know that's the truth?
Amen.
What once was considered wrong is now considered right. And we see that as we read the newspaper, as we turn on the TV. We see that what was once evil is now considered to be righteous. People are uncertain as to who they should believe or what they should put their trust in. You know, when we took the Bible out of the school, when we took prayer out of the school, we left our institutions without a foundation. And we see things beginning to crumble. And I want to say this morning, if you are praying, pray for the young people.
Amen.
Can I say it again? If you're praying, and I believe you are, pray for our children this
Amen.
Morning. I want to emphatically declare today that when all is said and done, we can confidently stand on the enduring power of God's word. Can you shout amen, somebody? I want to say a few things about the word of God this morning that you hold in your hand. If we have faith, God's word will accomplish its purpose for which it was sent every single time.
Amen.
Look at Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. Thank God for that this morning. Whatever God says He's going to do, He will accomplish it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good word.
Whatever promise He's made to you, He is going to fulfill it. Whatever prophecy that we see woven in the scriptures this morning, from Genesis to Revelation, they are all going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Friends, we think about Bible prophecy, the state of Israel is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you ever wonder what God has been up to, if you ever wonder if this Bible can be trusted, then gaze your attention upon the tiny state of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because in moments of time, a declaration was made, and a little sliver of land was given back to God's holy people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we see that everything is beginning to come together according to His word. Hallelujah. And nothing can stop the prophecies from being fulfilled. Hallelujah. It shall not return to me empty, says the Lord. But it shall accomplish that which I purpose. And listen. And shall succeed. And shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. It shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what the devil is shouting in your ear this morning. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Friends, there's coming a time where the only thing that's going to help you remain stable is your faith in God and in His Word. Confusion is coming in a measure that we've not experienced before. Even now, confusing spirits are being sent forth to get people to believe things that are not rooted in God's Word. of the word. Hallelujah. Take hold of the word. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Take hold of his promises in this hour. Even as we wait for his coming, the mockers are coming out of the woodwork, saying, where is the promise of his coming? But when they think not, when they say peace and safety, he shall return. Hallelujah. And I feel it in my spirit that we are so close to his coming. Hallelujah. That perhaps even in this generation we shall experience the shout, glory to God, of the trumpet call. Secondly, this morning, the word of God is powerful, like a mighty consuming fire. Look at Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 8 and 9. You know, Jeremiah had a tough ministry. I don't think any of us would want the call that he had on his life, because he saw a lot of things happen of a negative nature. He says, whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, I'm sure we've all felt that way, haven't we? I'm not going to mention him anymore. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. Jeremiah says, every time I stand up to speak, I get opposition. Every time I witness, I get opposition. Even from my own family. Maybe you're in that kind of a situation. Where even those in your own immediate family do not believe. But he says, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire. Friends, that's what we need this morning. Deep within our heart, a burning fire. A burning fire. He says, it's shut up in my bones. The fire is shut up in my bones. I can't hold it back. He says, I'm weary with holding it in, and I cannot. Friends, my prayer for you this morning is that the fire of the Holy Spirit will burn in each one of us today. Hallelujah. His holy fire, his word burning on the inside of us. And you know what it does? His word is a fire in you that's burning the chaff out of your life. How many know that we have things in our heart that need to be burned out by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the fire of his word? He said his word is in me like a burning fire. It's burning away the things in my heart that stand in the way of the work of the Holy Spirit. That's revival. When we let that fire burn in us. His word is a fire that you can't hold back. It's the truth of His word that you can't hold back any longer. You have to declare it. The Bible says, even from the mountaintops, to shout forth His word. I pray for Andrew Scheer. I pray for Rob Morrison, that God would give them the boldness that they need in this hour. And every Christian MP and every believer in this nation, that God would give us the boldness to stand and to preach the Word of God, even when it's not popular, even when people say, I don't want to hear it, that we will stand and we will declare the Word of God. The fire burning in you will not allow you to keep it in. You have to let it go in the name of Jesus. Thirdly, this morning, the Word of God is our only offensive weapon. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Every other piece of the Christian's armor is protective or defensive in nature. If you go through all the pieces of the armor, they're all protective or defensive. The only piece that's offensive is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And friends, that's why we need it. We need to know what God's Word says so we can declare it, so we can pray it, so we can live it. Hallelujah. The sword is for doing battle, especially against the forces of Satan. And friends, we are in a battle. This morning, I listened to a prophecy from a woman just a couple of days ago. Someone sent me this prophecy. She's Canadian. She flows in prophecy. And she gave this word. Her name is Rebecca. She gave this word that there is a Jezebel spirit that's being released in and through our country. And you know the group that it is coming through? The LGBTQ community. That spirit of Jezebel is rising up through that group to push their agenda against the forces of righteousness in our nation. And friends, let me tell you, I believe that's true. I believe that prophecy. That we need to continue to stand against the powers of wickedness, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God as our offensive weapon. They are rising up. Even I was reading an article in our own Advance from the head of the library right here in Creston with a flag representing the LGBTQ community. Friends, we don't hate people, but we come against what's behind this movement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare this day that we are victorious through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you raise your hands and praise the living God? I'm going to try to get this word that was spoken by a Canadian into your hands to listen to it. Because she said, and I didn't know this, that there are lots of churches that are beginning to succumb to this spirit, and flag draped over their pulpits is the rainbow flag. That's what's happening, she said, from coast to coast to coast. Churches are beginning to embrace this movement. And that's why we need the sword of the Spirit to fight against the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. To declare what His Word says in this hour. Because I want you to know the devil has a plan, but God has a plan. I said, the devil has a plan, but God has a plan. And you say, what's God's plan for this church? What is God's plan for this community? It is a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that we've never seen before. It was the word that Jesus used when He was confronted by Satan in the desert. He said to the devil, He said, CNN says that the polls say that the prime minister said, no, that's not what he said. He said, devil, it is written.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. Every time the devil came to test Jesus in that encounter in the desert, every single time he said, it is written. Now, you know the interesting thing about this attack? Is that Satan decided to use the word too. He said, toss yourself over. Your angels will catch you. Friends, sometimes Satan will use the word, if we don't know it, to twist it. So we've got to know the word. From Genesis to Revelation, so that we can recognize even when Satan decides to use the word, we know it's not in context, it's not according to what God says, it's not according to the character of God. The Bible says He defeated Satan simply by saying, it is written. It is written. God doesn't love you. It is written. He does love you. Satan says he's forsaken you. It is written. He has never forsaken you. You're in the palm of His hand. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active. Friends, that sword that you hold in your hand is living and active. You know, I think about, I'm not a Star Wars person, I don't care for those movies, but you see the commercials where they pick up that, I don't know, what is a wand or whatever, and it just, all of a sudden it comes to life, it lights up. There's something powerful about the Word of God. Yes. The Bible says it's living and it's active. There's energy. It's not just words on a page. There's life to those words. Hallelujah. There's life when you speak it. When you declare it, there's life. Then it says, sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, it's going to cut. Cut away the things in our lives. Cut the lies of the devil. Come on, somebody. Cut down the lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I felt that this morning. The Word of God cutting down the lies of Satan. Piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That's why when you speak the word, that person that's unsaved comes under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. When you preach the word, people come under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, because His word discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That's why I'm giving you the word this morning. More and more, the word is being taken even out of our churches. Little tiny bits of the word are given, and that's it. Little crumbs. But you know the thing that's going to change us? It's the Holy Spirit working with the Word that's going to change us and transform us, hallelujah, and bring a mighty revival to this church and to this community in the name of Jesus. This morning, we have in front of us on our phones, in written form, the powerful, enduring Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have something to stand on this morning. We have something to put our faith in this morning. It's not man's word. It's not my word. It's God's word.
Yes.
I pray this morning that you will read it, that you will study it, that you will meditate upon it. You will let it change you. You will allow it to speak through you. You will preach it. You will witness to it. You will declare it. Friends, we're all going to need each other.
Amen. Amen.
Persecution is coming.
Amen.
In a measure that we've never experienced before. Satan is going to attack the church because he knows his time is short. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be truthful. So we need to come together. And I feel such love in this place this morning. I feel such love in this house. And people have said, you know, that group of people over there in that church, they're a loving group. And I believe God is preparing us for what's coming. That we would encourage each other with these words, His word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray this morning.